John, just give us a full count in for Weight of Worry.
10-4.
Thanks.
Over.
Right now?
Yes!
Roger, Roger.
Oh.
Roger, Roger. Pink Awful on the Worst Little Podcast.
Who wants to be famous? Who wants to die for art?
Torino, the biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you, you're a freak!
except to grab all the kicks we can. To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the beautiful Dogwater Studios overlooking Reno, Nevada, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd. With me this week is my co-host, the lovely Cadillac Kim. And that's it. We've got Rick and Brandon are here, but none of the other hosts had time to show up because we don't have room in this studio because we're full of awesome. What awesome is that? The awesome of Pink Awful.
We're talking out of our ass.
Hi there.
Oh, my
Hello.
Goodness.
What's up?
Hello. Hi, everybody.
Hi. Hi. Welcome.
It's nice to have you here. It's nice to be back in my comfy chair. Actually, it's very uncomfortable, but I'm back in it.
They give me the comfy one because I have a bad back. They're so nice to me.
Aww.
That's Nick's chair. And
yeah,
Nick,
really? You and
Nick's old.
No. You and Nick
Between
get the shit
Nick.
Chairs because you guys never bitch. Kim bitched one time and we're like, never put her in that chair again. Always give her a good one. Squeaky wheel gets the grease, Rory.
Well, no, hey, this chair, I've been sitting in it for 7 fucking years. So if I really had a problem with it, I'd bring a cushion.
Well, and once in a while, I'll like have to do something in the studio and I'll sit in Nick's chair, which is exactly like yours, and I'll be like, what the fuck have they never complete? These are horrible.
It's the most awful feeling. What I like about it is the distance between my legs, like my knee, and the cross beam on it. I can perfectly put my heels on it.
Oh, I never even thought of that.
It's sized for my shins.
So the height of the bar is why you judge.
This is radio life, folks.
Yeah. This is like how you match your socks by thickness.
Welcome, yeah, just peeling back the onions of this show right at the beginning. I know, you're probably crying already. That's why I'm telling you. let's welcome once again to the studio the lovely and talented Pink Awful for this first week of Women's March that Cadillac Kim put together for us.
Yay! Woo!
However, with this band, there is only one female, the lovely Ashley Costello. How are you, my dear?
I'm doing good.
And I feel like the men in this band are in touch with their feminine side.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah,
we're okay.
Except for Mike.
Are you calling them all a bunch of big pussies?
No.
Not big.
Rory, why would you say pussy as if it was something bad?
It's not. It's the life giver.
Okay, good.
I just mean, but big ones are just frightening.
Pussies are way tougher than balls, I just like to say.
It's true.
That's true, yeah.
Betty White said
it's harder to fit in your mouth.
Betty White did say that.
Betty White did say that.
Imagine that coming out of Betty White's mouth.
I mean, yeah.
Well, hey, let's go around a little round robin with the rest of the band. We got Dwight here on bass.
Hello.
Nice to have you back, sir. Good to see you.
Thank you.
And joining us for the first time.
Wait, Daniel. Dwight has never been here.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Oh, really?
Dwight is a first timer.
I thought you'd been here before.
Dwight, Rory's not on every show.
Okay.
I'm on every show. And Dwight is one of my favorite baristas, so I'm so thrilled that he came to my house.
Okay, well, excellent. I'm a dick then. So. But that's his name. So I'm sorry. Dwight, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Daniel, welcome
to
the show.
How you doing? Thanks.
Mike, welcome back, right? You've been here before.
I'm a veteran.
I think.
Yeah.
And downstairs, we've got the brand new drummer, John.
Yeah.
Hey, John, how you doing?
Hey. I'm great. Doing so good.
Awesome. So you guys just like switch out members like Legos, huh?
Yeah, every 6 months we just do a whole clean out and we go, all right.
Yeah, I think you're next in the rotation, actually.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, that'd be a mistake.
Would it?
Oh, wow.
Pipe down, John.
John.
Sorry.
I'm looking forward to the Costello solo album that's coming out.
Everybody is, so don't worry. No,
it's okay. You can join a punk band with Elise.
Exactly.
She'll love it.
So, wow, what have you kids been up to? So you changed to half of the band out. And what else have you been doing? Have you been recording? Have you been playing? Been touring?
I've only been out twice in the past 2 years, and
buying
both times
more
you guys
pedals?
Are playing.
Oh, yeah.
There's a couple more pedals. but no, I actually had to get a normal person pedal board as opposed to the plywood thing that I built myself.
Which was cool as hell.
Yeah.
I was a fan, and I remember why now, because it had such a smaller footprint, but you know, whatever.
That really is quite the pedal board.
You do have a big foot.
It's a bit much.
Yeah. It's a lot. It's good, though.
It's, yeah. I mean, I almost know how to use 3 or 4 of those.
Almost.
I've got a little pedal, like multi-effect pedal for my bass.
Yeah.
And just I
I really only use like one setting on it. I just have it so I look good on stage.
Everybody else has a pedal. I should have one too.
Exactly. Yeah.
Dwight.
Yeah.
Oh, Dwight's a little.
Dwight's got a couple. There you go. Yeah. Yeah, it's looking good.
Oh, his board's not here. Okay.
In fairness, Dwight does have a miniature pedal board.
I do. It's so adorable next to the other ones.
After much badgering to get rid of my 2x4.
Yeah, oh, he used to have just a piece of wood, and he would just put his pedals on top of it.
See, that's like, punk rock.
Not
right
even
there.
Attached
yeah.
to the board.
D-I motherfucking Y.
Yeah, Y or die.
But no, sorry. Yeah, we've been recording and writing, and I don't know. Right now, we're in the process of mixing, and hopefully, we'll have a release sometime soon.
Fucking
yeah.
soon.
Yeah, we're hoping for late spring, but yeah. No dates yet. We're
I hope so too.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I'm excited.
Yes, we are too.
Yeah. It's been a process for
well, sure. How long has it been since you were last on the show?
It was last January.
Yeah, oh about a year.
So, yeah.
Cool.
So this whole year you guys have been working. Dwight, every time I go in to see Dwight, he's like, we're this much closer. We're this much closer. When is it coming out?
Hopefully soon.
Dwight, are you
we're
on
so
your
buzzed.
Mic or are you far away from your mic?
I need
he
to be close to my mic.
The people live inside the little thing in front of you.
Yeah.
If you step away, they hear you more on Rory's mic, which is awful.
Yeah, I'm going to have to pick your brains about coming out with an album because I've got music.
I just don't
know what to
yet.
Do next.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that some other
y'all,
time.
Y'all need to have albums out. But yeah, you guys have become a pretty big draw for Reno local music, and that's pretty exciting to me. I love watching you live, so...
It's always like, such an amazing show.
It really is. Thank
it's
you.
Always so amazing. The vocal, the
I'll
emotions.
Go to bands I don't even like just to see Pink
yeah.
Waffle open.
Fuck yeah.
We often play with bands.
Oh.
Whoa! Whoa!
All I said was, like, we often play with bands. So.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
That's a good draw. Well, have you guys noticed that at your shows? Are you seeing more crowds, or is it about the same Reno audiences and apathy everywhere?
No, we've been seeing...
It's been a pleasant surprise.
Yeah. It really has, yeah.
It's hard to gauge, because you see people show up, and you're just like, oh, wow, somebody must have promoted this really well, and then half the people clear out, and we're just like, oh, I've never seen them before. But
it's like we almost have like a shadow following sometimes. We're like... We'll play, and then there'll be a bunch of people there, and then we'll finish playing, and we feel bad for the rest of the bands, because they just, all those people leave.
That's
like,
a,
no, stay!
Okay, that's a bad thing, but that's a, like, gotta be an ego boost
need to be,
for you guys, well, I mean.
We don't know you guys a little later on the bill.
We don't know any of the people either. Yeah. They don't say anything, they just show up and watch and stare, and then they leave.
So that could be that could either mean they really like they hated everything and wanted to leave, or they just
hey,
came
they come
for
back
you.
Though.
They come back for you. No, I mean what Rory said about apathetic audiences or whatever in Reno. Things have changed a lot in the last like probably like year or so that I've noticed going out to shows. People are far less apathetic than they used to be, and we're getting transplants. We're getting people from other places who are hungry for a live music scene, and you guys are. Feeding them, for lack of a better word. there's a lot of really good live music in Reno right now. And y'all are one of the best.
Who are some of the bands you guys have been playing with lately?
That's
any good shows stick out in your head?
As of late,
well, I'm terrible with the name. Skew Ring.
Oh, Skew Ring.
Oh, yeah. I love
those fucking freaks.
Marilyn Manson.
Oh, my God.
We're
going.
We're
not Marilyn Manson. Charles Manson.
Dude. Yeah. Yeah, right.
Charles Manson.
Oh, my God. I forgot his name.
Fuck, me too.
The one that looks like Charles Manson. You guys? Anybody?
John.
John knows everybody.
John knows the names.
He's so
amazing.
Fucking rad.
Wait, the
so
guy
funny.
That sings? The sings?
The one that would do anything.
Yeah. He kissed Rory's hand.
He'd like that.
Well, it could be.
He's like, I'm not gay, but I would do anything.
I'm not gay, but
well,
I
rhymes
would.
With,
it might be Cole.
Well, his name.
No, it wasn't Cole.
No, it wasn't
Cole.
Cole
used to be an intern on the show. We
yeah,
know,
oh,
we
no
know
way.
Cole.
That's Cole.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, his name rhymes.
Cole broke the microphone I'm talking into right now.
Oh. So, well, he didn't do a very good job.
That's
what is
his legacy.
Yeah, you should listen to the Skew Ring episode if you get a minute.
It's awesome.
You should do it. It's super funny.
I love that.
If you're talking about the
singer. So hard.
We both cried. I think I have a picture of like Rory actually like crying. He took his like fucking headphones off and his glasses, and he was like in tears.
And wiped my eyes.
I was pretty sure I was going to get laid after the show, but then that didn't happen.
When's the last time you got laid off during any show?
Right, over a year.
God, it's been 7 months for me. Yeah.
Wow.
That's not true. I picked up my girlfriend on this show. That's all.
Got laid after
I
the
got
show.
Laid after
still
the show.
Laid.
But oh, after oh, I the get show.
It. After the show, yeah. Oh. Yeah, I can honestly say this podcast has never gotten me laid.
Right.
Oh,
and yeah, my wife's pregnant, so we've had sex once.
At least.
Yeah, yeah. But,
there you go.
Oh,
it was
man.
Just the one time,
the
magical,
encored.
And then she locked me
it
out of the bedroom.
It was immaculate conception.
Well, it was pretty good anyway.
Yeah. You're Catholic, you believe in that.
Right. That's actually my birthday.
Oh.
The Feast of the Immaculate Conception.
Oh, okay.
Which has nothing to do with Jesus. It's the right. It's the commemoration of the day Mary's parents had sex and conceived her
without original sin. And Rory is
so she would be the perfect vehicle to give
okay,
birth to
we're
Jesus.
Gonna have to discuss religion after this because I am not familiar with that concept. Whoa, I was just raised as like a regular
well,
Christian
conception.
In a cult, but
Immaculate
not...
conception. And if Jesus was born on December 25th, there's no way he could be conceived on December 8th. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah.
Unless he's like, you know, Buddha and like, you know,
so
grew 9 years
in there was a different calendar back then.
Under a fig tree.
Oh Messiahs take longer?
Messiah. take longer to cook.
Lao Tzu gestated in his mother for 90 years.
Oh.
That's cool. That's the story.
Cool. That sucks.
And he
for
was
her.
Born an old man.
Oh God. It was like Benjamin Button.
Is that true?
Hot.
That's it's mythology,
oh,
you know.
Yeah,
well,
like
of
I mean,
course
no,
it's
I
true.
Mean, I mean, is it true that that's mythology?
Yes.
Honestly,
okay. Yes.
Rory
that
could be right,
that I learned. No,
right
that
now.
I did learn in a college. I learned in a college class. That's real.
I've only read his book. I never checked out him. I should look into that more.
His book's good. Yeah.
Oh fuck yeah! Don't read it all at once though. It'll hurt you.
It's a little thick.
Yeah.
Should we do another song?
I would love that.
We
tons
could just
and tons of music.
Jump into another song?
Religion and then music.
Yes.
Cleanse the palate.
Fun, awkward opening and now music.
Song?
Wait, does John have a set list?
He does.
John, do you have a set list?
I'm a professional, so
oh,
yes.
So no?
No.
So let me go get it out of the car. Hold on. Play.
It's on his phone.
Yeah.
Oh.
We'll be right back.
That was pretty.
That was great.
It's beautiful, but it also feels like cats fighting on a pedal board. Sometimes.
Sounds like.
It's so awesome.
And not only does Mike have a giant pedal board, he also brought like a bunch of instruments and played some of that on that. And a really pretty little lap there, a lap steel there on a tripod.
Mike's got a nice lap.
I like Mike's lap.
It's nice to sit on.
Yeah, it was awkward.
So traditionally, I mean, at least the last couple decades, a lot of the women in Reno music has been largely confined, in my opinion at least, to singer-songwriter, acoustic guitar, ukulele stuff.
Yeah.
And there's been really only a handful of gals in rock music, you know, playing with bands, getting out there in all the seedy clubs at late night, as opposed to the coffee shops in the afternoon.
Right.
Yeah. do you see that as something that's changing, or is that something that's kind of the status quo here?
I don't know. Personally, I think there's a little bit of change. I've seen a little bit more. But I think there's still a lot more room to grow.
For sure. I mean, we've definitely had, you know, a lot of people over the years, like Stacey Toll back in the day with Gunshot Liquor and being like largely like one of the only female rockers to, you know, and then the Shames came out a few years back and just started like, you know, fully female fronted bands.
Exactly. Yeah. They're awesome.
Yeah, oh yeah. So it's kind of friends of the show.
Yeah, right.
But and there have also been a few other notable acts. Well, I guess Candy Shop would be one.
Now stop.
And then, of course, you know, that's involved into the Roxy Colley in some ways. But again, it's a fronted band with just the lady up front with the backing of four guys. Strange coincidence.
Well, we don't want to say just the lady up front, and that kind of like segues into something that
and I'm getting my bands mixed up here. I was just never mind.
I wanted to talk to you about something that you had mentioned before. I don't know. Are you comfortable talking about why you wore those T-shirts at the Reno Punk Rock Flea Market?
Yes.
I would love
Rich,
to hear about
that. Heard a bunch of great reviews of your set that day.
Yeah. Oh,
everybody who was there who caught you guys just said that you guys crushed it.
Oh.
So
yeah, someone was gonna pay us for that.
So much fun.
Mike's sassy
team.
Bringing the sass. Bringing the sass.
So yeah, the shirts that was actually Mike sort of brought that up and the idea of it.
Describe.
So we handmade them and everyone had black shirts with white writing, and I had the opposite, white shirt with black writing. And everyone else in the band, all the guys, their shirts just said their instrument. So we had guitarist, drums, bass, obviously. And then mine just said girl.
Token girl.
Well, the point was, we got a, I don't know how much it matters if we name names or not, but there was a review from... it wasn't even a review. We were included on a show. Was it for Offbeat?
I think it was. Yeah, it was. Yeah.
There
was
quickly a little review, and basically the publication went so far as to basically just look at our website or Facebook page or whatever and said, Pink Offal is a band. Ashley Costello is a girl, and she sings.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was like, and it was, they're a band, and there's a girl.
It was, I mean, everybody's gotten a shitty review, but, like, that's the best you can do.
That's a little underwhelming.
Yeah. And, like, say what you want about us, but doesn't matter that she's, you know, a girl.
It just kind of, like, feels weird when you reduce somebody to their gender, just like gender because they're, So that's why you have those T-shirts.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Just a slap to the face.
Which I love. And I just love that photo that Bob took of you, actually.
Yeah.
Like, that was incredible.
You're screaming into the fucking microphone, and you just have this shirt on that says girl. And now our listeners know why.
Yes.
Because you're not just a girl in a band.
That is true.
Much more.
The band actually reforms around you. You are the nucleus.
It's true.
Well, nobody's ever seen you play and would describe you like that.
I think she's the mitochondria. The powerhouse.
I would describe her.
Thanks, John.
John
the semen.
Can I be the Golgi apparatus?
No.
You can be the membrane.
Who's the endoplasmic reticulum?
Oh my god.
Dibs. Somebody's got Wikipedia open while he's recording.
Dwight, I think you're the appendix, just totally useless.
No. Yeah, let's take you out. Let's just remove you real quick.
Yeah, let's just get rid of you.
You just cause pain.
Hey, y'all are jerks.
The bass, man. Backbone of the band. Backbone of the band right there.
Yeah.
These are most practices. We just rib on each other the entire
That's
time.
That's true.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Isn't that how it's supposed to be?
I'm surprised you get any writing done.
Surprised none of us are crying.
Well, John, you are, right?
Yeah, you can't tell, though, because I'm down here. I'm down by myself, so I can cry as much as I want.
He's always crying on the inside.
How'd you know?
We turned his mic off for the sobbing.
Yeah. Thanks. No one wants to hear that.
Oh, this is why we're a radio show. You can't tell what we're doing.
Yeah. That's fake
right.
Radio.
Fake radio.
Fake radio show. Thank you very much.
For anyone listening, I'm sitting downstairs by myself.
Oh, regular listeners know. They understand the studio setup. Yeah.
If there's anyone new, just wanted to explain it.
Oh, no. Fuck the new people.
Yeah.
If this is your first time listening to the show, thank you for tuning in. We'll love to have you back again in the future. And please don't forget to check out our Patreon page, patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast, where you can donate to the show or become a monthly, weekly, regular sponsor of the show. We'd love to have your support. And if you give us enough money, we might even listen to you.
The Worst Little Podcast archives Reno music forever, so all these bands will never be forgotten. If everybody gets hit by a bus tomorrow, we will know what it was like to get drunk with them and hear them play.
Yes.
In addition to that, every band gets the whole set, the tracks from the show if they want it for free, because we love everybody.
It's a public
service.
And so you
can help us do that for Reno by giving us a little bit of something.
And if you give us money, we do stupid human tricks on air.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But let's be careful, you guys, because do you know who just signed up to give us money every month from now on?
Uh-oh, fuck.
Felix?
Frankie Ferox
from
Murder Rock.
Oh, and he'll make us do
our first
weird
murderer.
Shit.
Like weird shit. I was thinking like we would have to like do a show in Speedos or something, but...
No, that's more like get chained up.
He'll make
up.
Us do like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something awful.
Have your lap covered in live cockroaches.
How would they know?
How would they know?
I'm so confused.
The theater of the mind.
We would describe it to you. It'd be a lot of screaming.
You could just fake it the whole time.
Yes.
But thank you, Chris. You're the best.
I don't
best.
Know if I could fake that.
Don't. Frankie, thank you.
Right,
Frankie.
Thank you, Frankie.
Thank
you're the best.
You.
Yes. That's awesome. Oh, our first
rad.
Regular subscriber.
No, that's not true.
That is not true. We have a
we
bunch
have
of regular
regulars.
We have, yeah.
I know. I thought you said those
Kim
are just
sleeps
one...
with one of them.
I thought you said we'd gotten donations but didn't have any regular subscribers.
No, every single person has been a monthly subscriber.
Oh, I completely misunderstood.
Yeah.
Well, you guys
perhaps I
all just went
well.
Up a notch in my estimation.
No, we love these. And I would like to say that women in Reno Rock are well... So, there's a lot of those in our
represented
band. Right, we're represented. That's the word I'm looking for. I'm a little bit sick, you guys, and tonight's been rough on me.
So. A lot of women in Reno support Reno Rock.
Yes, we have.
Yeah.
We have Stacey Toll. We
hey,
have Elise.
Stacey.
We have
Elise.
We have Nick. He's kind of a girl.
He's not here, so we can make fun of him all we want.
But he did help me out a whole lot today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go Nick.
I'm gonna throw out another little commercial plug here for Reno Carson Messenger Service, where Nick is employed. I had a little interview over there today. And if you're needing to get your legal documents across town or any other documents across town but don't have time for the mail, think of Reno Carson Messenger Service. You can check them out online.
What about drugs?
No, they do not deliver drugs.
Sorry.
But
talk to Nick off
Look,
when he's not at work.
Look, this is the worst little podcast. I'm
and
sorry.
And maybe me. I might get a job there.
Yeah.
So I just want to thank Jono and everybody over there for their sponsorship in the past and their support of the show over the years. Rock and roll, Ed, you guys are great. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
So.
Amen.
All right. Yeah.
How many songs do you have for us tonight?
1 million.
Well, we can play more, but we got we were scheduled to do 5.
I love
it. Yeah, let's do another one.
We could do
you
17.
You
want to
do two in
though.
A row?
We could do 17, but...
We could do two in a row.
They're so long. I feel like they deserve a break in between.
No, we could do two in a row.
Can I get an intern to bring me a beer, please?
An intern, open the door slowly.
One of the fancy beers.
All guitars are away from the wall.
Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of shit in there.
Can we get intern to
do you guys
take my
have
stealing?
Anything lined up?
Yes, you can make him do
we
whatever you
do.
Want. He'll wear little outfits. Anything. Oh.
We're playing this Friday, the 9th at the Holland Project with the co-founder, which is a touring band, and we are playing with Werewolf Club.
Love that disco.
They also just added another
Werewolf
touring band
Club? Are they
to the
local
bill.
Or?
Yeah, they're local.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They're cool.
We haven't heard of them before.
We haven't had them on the show yet.
They're like a synth-drenched like disco indie band. It's sweet.
Yeah,
can
cool.
we do that?
That sounds cool.
Yeah. You should do
well,
it. It
looks
nice.
Like you have a new assignment.
All right.
they're sweet.
For June. We're booked through almost June. Like,
wow. July. Have them on.
All right.
The hot months. Hell yeah.
The spiciest
oh, God,
of months.
That's
so that's your next
here.
Show.
Oh, yeah.
And then what? After
it's
that.
Exactly what you think it is
what?
In this tiny little studio. God. Like recording like 4 or 5 people in this room
oh,
in
God,
July.
It gets really bad.
Oh, it's so awful.
Ham and feet.
Oh, speak for yourselves. And I smell really
ham.
Good.
No, that's right. That's
kind of what hot dogs smell like.
Yeah. Ham and feet. And how hot dogs are you eating?
No, it's the hot dog water. After you've cooked the hot dogs,
hot dog
wow.
Water.
Wow. Oh, that's nasty.
Give me a straw.
Oh, God. All
right, so you've got that Holland Project gig coming up. What else do you have?
And then, let's see. Then St. Patty's Day, we're going to be at Shays.
Yeah.
And that is going to be rad. So fun.
God bless you.
Vaya con Dios.
I know.
Guinness all around.
This is how we lose Pink Offal. This is how you die.
Yay.
At least you guys will be up on stage and have a green room in the back that you can hide out in.
That is true. I can't imagine. It's going to be wild.
Who are you going to be playing with?
It's crazy.
Werewolf Club again.
Okay.
And Hellbound Glory.
Mm. Nice.
So, yeah.
It makes me sad that we're going to be at a private show.
Yeah.
Aww.
Where, the one-ton dually's playing at a private house party birthday party.
Oh, fun.
That is nowhere near downtown or Wells. It's kind of exciting.
I'm super excited, actually.
That's awesome.
You guys will have a nice big drunk crowd.
Yes,
yeah, it's gonna be far away from that.
You guys are gonna avoid all
whack.
Of that.
No, there's a lot of great shows going around on St. Patrick's Day, which is in just about a week and a half from when you hear this episode. Yep.
What
so,
else is there?
Fuck, there's a big show at the Saint too. I just read the post about that.
I know that the night before, which is it's a Silver Rigorous Proof show at Shays, which is gonna be pretty killer.
Yeah.
They're all my homies. So
I think
I'll
maybe
be there.
Rigorous
be there
Proof
too.
Might be at the Saint for St. Pat's.
Yeah.
I believe they are.
I think so that makes sense because Johnny booked it.
Yeah.
But no, and there's a couple other shows around town, and I just want to say, everybody, have a great time. Be safe. Call an Uber. Call
seriously.
A taxi.
Call Lyft.
Yeah, it was something.
They don't upcharge on holidays, from what I know.
Ah.
Drink and drive.
That's actually good to know.
That is good to know.
They don't? Oh, good.
Neither do taxis.
Don't quote
and
me.
They are
it.
Licensed and bonded.
Yeah. Don't get quoted.
Don't quote.
But it's good. That's going to be a great night all around town.
Make other poor life decisions on that night, just not that particular drunk driving.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Rather see you fall on ice than
I'd
fall
rather yeah
in a car.
Or other things.
I don't think you can fall in a you can fall in a car, I guess, but. I think it's called crashing.
I kind of fell in a car, I think.
Oh, no, you can totally like actually fall down in a car.
I scraped my ankle going from Davidson's to my Uber Saturday night after a show. It was a good one. Rory's band One Ton Dually and Reno We Have a Problem played, and everybody got really, really shit faced
except me.
Really?
I had a board meeting the next morning.
Ah, fuck. Well, I was drunk as fuck, and I scraped my ankle up, so.
Yeah, no, everybody got pretty hammered. Nick and Mikey did. All the Reno We Have a Problem guys were pretty
loaded. But they're always pretty much loaded.
Really?
All the time,
I don't imagine them getting drunk. So strange.
Logan
did
not.
Even take their clothes off?
No.
No. Oh,
Logan did not take his pants
off.
Okay.
Did he start naked and slowly get more clothed?
That would be interesting, too.
That would be so rad.
Okay, so he's not going to take
his...
What?
The biggest news of that night, Davidson's. I don't know how many of you have enjoyed any time at Davidson's, but they took out the stripper pole.
What?
It's gone.
There was a stripper pole? I'm sad about that.
Oh, it had been there for years. And you'd get like drunk old women spinning around on it. And when I say old, they were probably only about 40, but they look like they're 60.
They were like methyl.
Oh, no.
Yeah, methyl. Methyl. Yeah, exactly.
Meth years.
Like dog years, but we had, meth years.
We did have a great time, and I want to just briefly thank Davidson's for having us over. They are. That's a great place to play.
It really is.
You guys, have you done Davidson's show?
We haven't yet.
Yeah,
no.
Sure.
They pay. I'll just say that. Yeah. They pay nicely.
Well. Yeah.
It's
so nice.
It's off of the till. They pay you off of the bar tab as opposed to having a cover.
Yeah.
So that's why a lot of shows at Davidson's are cover free. Mm-hmm. Because, it's foot traffic from downtown, so you get a lot of people in.
Yeah, nice.
Great place to play. They always treat the bands right. And they often have food.
Yeah.
Just like every time, other time I go in there, it's somebody's birthday or something happened.
There's
and
like
they barbecue.
Would you like a piece of cake? Random, sir. But back to Logan's pants. On Pants Watch 2018.
He has a girlfriend.
Hashtag Pants Watch. He has promised to take his pants off at Mary Anarchy this year. So
make it special.
Wow.
Everybody
and
look
not
out. Not
until then. Wow.
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
So how does he put on new pants? Is he just wearing like the same pair of pants until Mary Anarchy?
Those skivvies had some holes in it, so maybe. And speaking of Mary Anarchy, Nick just did put out the call for any interested bands.
I saw that. We just talked about last night, and we were like, do it.
Did you send him a message?
No, and I need to because I know there's limited space.
Yeah, I'll do it right now while we're talking.
Yeah, okay.
We did just announce that the beneficiary of the show is going to be a good friend of all of ours, Brian Smith. Who's a great local artist and welder. He was the welder in The Tooth of Crime, and he welded shit on stage. Rick has a thing.
We have a piece of that, and it was auctioned off to somebody at the show, right?
Yes, yeah.
And Penny happened to get it. Get one. That's how we have one downstairs.
Okay. But Brian, he's a big part behind Jub Jubs and the Jub Jub Camp out at Burning Man. He's a background player. A lot of people don't know him, but they've enjoyed a lot of the art and functional things that he's made. He did just suffer an out-of-the-blue heart attack a couple weeks ago, so we're throwing together our change to throw some money at him. And, Brian's like a grandpa to all of us. He's a dad to all of us. He's a fucking awesome, awesome gentleman. And we're really happy that we can help him out in this time of need. And we're looking forward to, this is Mary Anarchy 14, I believe.
Wow.
14.
Wow. And this year's Mary Anarchy has a special treat in the middle, which is why there is limited space. Larian has flask.
Are you fucking serious?
They're going to be playing in the big room, and we're going to shut down Mary Anarchy while Larian has flask plays.
Holy fuck.
I saw him at the
You have to buy tickets. To his show.
Yeah, do it.
You have to buy tickets.
They haven't been here since 2013.
Yeah, we saw them.
I've traveled.
We were at that show.
Yeah,
actually.
I was there.
I was there at the alley.
Packed. It was out to Victorian Avenue. Like, it was shoulder to shoulder. It was
and
amazing.
And man, his crowd smells. Holy shit.
You've asked
Damn
me about
Larry.
That before,
oh,
Rick.
Wow.
You're like, why do they smell so bad?
Well, no, and I don't think it was them. I think it was us.
Well, the crowd. didn't smell bad.
Oh, the Reno squatter stink?
Yeah. I'm like, the two things I remember about
punk
that.
Rock perfume.
He stood up. The guy stood up to play the drums, and everybody stunk. So, great show.
Well,
there.
I have been traveling every single year to see Larry and his flask at various places because I've been a fan of them since, 2011-ish. And I've been trying to get them to come here for 4 years or 3, however fuck long it's
They used
been.
To come here three times a year.
I know, they used to, but here they are. They're coming. I'm so excited.
I cried.
Like, I jumped up and down and I was like, thank you, Dave. I love you.
How much are the tickets?
They're $15.
Fucking rad.
Yeah, normal show price.
Yeah.
You know.
And then $10 for Mary Anarchy.
Yeah, let's fill that
suggested
room up, guys,
donation
so they come
of
back.
$10.
Suggested
yes.
Right.
Yeah.
And we understand if you're spending your money on Larry and his flask, but you'll have bought those tickets a month in advance, so you should have money in your pocket. it's going to be a great, great Mary Anarchy this year, so we do look forward and welcome and invite you all to come to it. I literally just sent Nick the message, I mean, he loves you guys, so I'm sure we won't have any problems there.
Yeah, cool.
Great.
And if you come talk to me.
I will. Directly.
Oh,
directly.
Nick and I'll start a fight.
Rory will punch you in a face.
It's a slap fight. All right. Should we jump to that song?
Yeah, what's that?
Let's do it.
John, do you know what we're doing?
Yeesh.
portions of that song were a rainbow of digital clipping.
Nice.
Which I think is going to be just awesome.
Anything that makes you look good, Rick?
Fuck yeah.
Did we want to double up?
Oh, do another one. Do another one.
Yeah.
You have to give me a second, John.
This would be the shortest episode we've ever done.
While you guys are doing that, I have to let you know about an exciting opportunity that my friend just messaged me. He just invited me to go see King Lear at San Quentin Prison.
Oh, no fucking way.
Yeah, for real.
Performed by
the inmates?
Nice.
There's a whole fucking, the Marin Theater Company is doing this whole, like, prison theater thing, and I just got two tickets. So
why did my groin move when you said theater at the prison?
Because you might be gay.
I bet that's awesome.
All right, we're good.
Okay, let me finish this water. Hold on.
Don't get too fucked up, man.
I'm super quenched. Let's go.
He's quenchable. He's the quenchiest.
I love that song.
Oh my god.
Might have to open the window. It's already open there. Excited.
I do want to correct myself from just a little bit ago. I did misspeak earlier when I said something about Roxy Collie had just 1 gallon in it. It actually has 2 gals and 3 guys in it. And I do apologize to them.
Well, you can't tell because they always wear the masks.
That's true. What's going on
and that's
masks.
Yeah, so that's why I did want to apologize to my good friends who I screwed up talking about their band. Because they're awesome, and they are good friends of mine.
They're good friends of ours, too. Margie has been very, very nice.
And so
not to say that anybody else hasn't, but she's
incredible.
Been...
Yeah.
I cannot tell you how many fucking long Mariana keys I have spent just like cuddling with Veronica down front listening to bands. We'll just lean on each other in the middle of down front.
That's
and
so sweet.
She's the best to lean against during a show.
Alex thinks Dwight. Alex from
I've never leaned on Dwight during a show.
Dwight is very cuddly.
I have to try that.
It's a bass thing. Yeah,
it must be.
You know, I think you're right.
I'm very soft and squishy. I'm nice to lean on.
I've had Rory sit on my lap, and he's very bony.
I'm bony.
And you play bass,
and I do. Yeah, so that wouldn't work. But I sway in time. It's more of like kind of a drunken swish. I don't know, because I definitely swish.
Do you have anything coming up this weekend, Rory?
No. My daughter's going to be spending the weekend with her mom, and I'm probably going to be an adult. I don't know. Like,
no shows,
maybe
nothing?
Make dinner for my all wife. Right. No,
oh,
we had a
sweet.
Show last week,
that's
and we got
true.
A show on St. Pat's, so that's kind of a full schedule for the Dooley.
Well, this Thursday,
what do you got?
We've got Chris Fox with Rooftop Becky and Justin Beaver at Shays. We've got Squirrel Nut Zippers, which I'm actually going to go to. I got
wow, I had no idea they were still playing.
I know. I got Cowboy Indian, who was our last guest last week.
Yeah.
I got them an opening spot.
They're opening
and so,
for them.
And so,
no shit.
Yeah, so Steve gave me 2 tickets, and I'm like, fuck yeah, I'm going to go.
That's
so
really
go
cool.
Thursday night. And then you guys are Friday with Werewolf Club and co-founder at Holland Project, which is fucking rad.
And what's Kim's pick for Saturday?
I would say Saturday I'm going to be at Hideout Lounge, actually, raising money for my friend's sick doggo.
Right on.
Pirate Punks are putting on a little
former
show.
Former friend?
No.
Is that what you said?
No, my friend.
I thought you
had a friend.
Okay, she's now.
No. It's a benefit for Dio, which is the doggo's name. And awesome. Pirate Punks are putting it on. And they're raffling off a bunch of, like, really cool merchandise.
Yeah,
there's going to be some punk
I love
bands
those kids.
And shit. Yeah. Pretty much Donkey Jaw's playing Sunday at Shays, who I also
love
those kids.
Band.
They're so fucking great. Yeah, and then Beyond I'll have on the podcast on the blog.
Very cool. Nice. That sounds like a busy weekend.
Yeah. It's a typical Reno long. Weekend. Yeah, sure. Yeah. I'm still recovering from last one.
Aww.
Yeah.
Me too.
My ankle. Like, we should take a picture for the podcast crowd. Yeah. You can see my ankle. I'm still recovering. Saturday night was a shit show. I'll just go ahead and throw that out there. the best shit show. But anyway.
I love that you wreck yourself on this town every weekend.
You know, I mean, it's every like.
It's like, remember what
it's
we
like
used
almost
to do,
every
Rick?
Night. Yeah. It's not even the weekend. It's like four
oh
nights
my
a
God,
week.
That's so awesome.
when Rick used to be not sober and I only worked 2 days a week, we tore it up a lot.
Oh,
yeah.
Did a lot of sleeping.
Well,
in the
I don't
back
have a
truck.
Job, so this is what I do. I get wrecked. Yeah. Anyway.
Yay.
Sorry, Liver.
Very sad.
I have to have a catastrophic injury. That's what you have to do.
All right.
I don't recommend going that route. I'll just throw that out there.
So, any words of advice for young ladies out there looking to get into the Reno music scene, start a band, or even just play solo? Any advice from you? Because you've been doing this for a while now, in playing with the boys' club.
On and off, yeah. Since I was 19. Any advice? I don't know. Do whatever you want to do and do it exactly how you fucking want to do it. And that's pretty much it.
That's some solid advice.
If you have the passion to play or put your stuff out there, just, don't be afraid and, I don't know, just be you and nothing else.
I think.
And I want to flip this question back at the guys, too. Like, what advice would you have for young ladies trying to cut their teeth on the rock scene here? Because again, like Mike, you've been around it for a while too.
Yeah, I mean not as much.
You guys look underage, so I'm not. You
know. Rude. Actually, Rick had to sign a waiver. I would say like my experience has obviously been pretty good as far as you know, she was the first singer. I didn't specify necessarily that I needed to have, you know, a female or whatever, but having seen a few, it feels like in general, I think women can find themselves feeling like they're supposed to be a thing. Like they're supposed to be, you know, sorry, Jewel or something, or like, you know, like, and they're supposed to be a performer or whatever. Yeah. Like, so like, you know, just don't get stuck. Try. Like, this isn't the music that Ashley, you know, was trying to do when we met. We didn't really know what each other really wanted to do. I had a couple demos and she was like, yes, we listened to some of each other's music. I think I forced more of mine on hers and vice versa.
A lot more.
she was just like, yeah, this is, you know, and I'm not putting words in her mouth. She said it was something that kind of opened her eyes and was like, there's all this other stuff out there that, it's not that women aren't aware of it. I just feel like there is times that you can get stuck thinking you're supposed to be cute or you know, whatever.
Pigeonholed in some way.
Yeah. I very much agree with that.
And that's unfortunate, you know. You know, we were happy to see, you know, at least, you know, playing drums in a band as a girl. And it's not like, oh, she's pretty good for a girl.
Yeah.
Because that's still a fucking thing.
That's an insult. It's totally an insult.
And it is. People do.
Whack. Yeah. Well, and that's exactly why, you know, to go back to the shirts, it's the same thing. Like, first off, you can probably tell it's a girl. Her name is Ashley.
Yeah.
I know, that's a boy's name.
It could be, yes. But, yeah. Okay, Lee. Yeah. Like, I mean, regardless of however much research you want to do, like, if you're trying to get people to go to a show and you're going to do any sort of a write-up for them, can you do better than that?
Actually, qualitatively describe them.
Something. Yeah. Something. Yeah, yeah. You know, because you're not that far off from just saying like, oh, well, because there's a girl in the band, she's the focal point. Be part of the band. You know, the Grim Tones are great, and people love her, and they love her playing, Michelle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she is great. But I've still heard people in the audience say, man, for a girl. And I'm like, no, she's just good.
No, she's like straight up the second or third best guitar player on earth.
Yeah. She can hold her own against pretty much anybody.
I've had bands in here a bunch of times. Michelle will drop anything and come in and do studio work for me whenever I want it. So I'll have a band come in and say, we wish we had somebody that could do a solo on this song. And I'm like, I'm already texting before they finish the question. And all I say is, I'm going to bring in the best guitar player you've ever heard. And then she walks in the door and every time fucking blows everybody. It's so much fun to be at a show and watch like some, like, you know, dumbass guys down front staring at the girl with the guitar. Yeah. And then she begins to solo and I watch the audience and all of their mouths kind of open and their drinks kind of sag down as they stop. And they realize
and
that,
their balls shrivel. Yeah.
I've seen that happen so many times.
And musically, I mean, I've seen people make that same kind of backhanded compliment, you know, oh, she's good for a girl. And the person saying that usually is not a musician.
Yeah.
Because other musicians wouldn't put that qualification on there.
Right.
No, it's weird. It's something I think, like, I don't know. I feel like, again, I'm not a woman. I have no idea what it's like. But I would say, like, another piece of advice would be don't think of yourself against just the other women that you see. Just like when we're a band and we see other local bands, we don't say, like, oh, I think we're doing pretty good compared to them. We look at the bands that are established and whatever and try to stretch songwriting or, like, plans for the band. Like, how good can we be? You go upward and outward and you compare yourself to musicians, to other artists or whatever, not... You know, Britney Spears did this, so I should probably do something like that. Or, I mean, my references are completely dated at this point.
But we're the Cinderella. Same age, okay?
We can all hang out.
You're closer to our age than I get it. That's really good advice, and that's actually like really good commentary to hear from a man in the industry.
as a woman who is also in the industry.
Well, I've been drinking, so.
Who has dealt with a lot of those things. You do kind
of, he's pretty good for a drunk.
You do kind of, a lot of the time, end up getting pigeonholed. You're like, you know, girls are supposed to be pretty and dress up for shows and whatever. We're not actually, we're there like as arm candy for a man or whatever. We're not supposed to go by ourselves. We're not supposed to do, we're not supposed to go to punk shows by ourselves. We're not supposed to do any of this stuff. That's right on the nose.
No, it's unnecessary. It's an unfortunate thing that, I don't know, you do hear it from other bands, though.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, I've heard it from other bands. Yeah.
And I mean, I'm sure Elise gets it all the time.
Oh, all the time. And it's all just the time. Not... And she, like, with her background, her background is orchestral, and she, that's fucking cutthroat and super misogynistic.
Yeah.
You wouldn't think so, but it really is.
It's like showgirls, you know, don't go walking down the stairs in front of somebody.
Yeah, it is.
Well, they've done studies where they had people try out with a blind in front of them so you couldn't see them, and the people judging the people performing on violin would actually judge them equally, but if they saw they were a woman, they were always discarded.
Oh yeah,
I mean,
there's
been like proven studies that in the orchestral world they treat women like that.
Yep, and so actually,
well,
like Elise,
name an industry where that doesn't happen.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I just happened to hear an actual study done on that particular thing.
It's true. Like, I mean, anecdotal from Elise, like her stories. She's got that exact story, you know, coming up because like when you're an orchestral musician. You, especially like when you're in college and stuff, you have like all these competitions that you go to and all these things you compete for, and you know that you're better than that man who's next to you playing, but you still get overlooked. And she's actually had teachers come to bat for her who were like, who challenged the judges' results. They're like, no. She's like, no. Like the one teacher who went to bat for her was, you know, that everybody's talent was pretty much equal on that, but they overlooked Elise because she was a woman. Sure. And that's just how it goes. But she has actually said, and we're going to have her on the podcast with Rachel McKelleny of Failure Machine on the last the last Monday of the month, so the 26th. And she'll have a lot more to share with her experience. But she's been very surprised coming from an orchestral background, being as embraced by the Reno music scene as she has over this last like year and a half or 2 years or so. She's been playing in punk bands in Reno. So the Reno scene is really good, and the Reno people are really good. So, I mean, those instances of misogyny and backhanded comments and stuff from other bands are really isolated, I find, here. And I'm proud of that.
Good.
I'm glad about that. Yeah. Yeah. So.
No, and that's as somebody who I wouldn't hear quite the same things as you would. So that's nice to hear that's your perspective on it.
And the women in the scene will call people the fuck out. Yeah. Like, we don't give a shit. Like, Momo, like, can you imagine saying something like that to Momo? She won't
cut
you.
Don't
do it. Like, you know, and there's a lot of venues and a lot of places that are run. Davidson's is run by a woman, a queer woman at that. Openly queer woman. So I don't feel like I just outed her. Sorry, that was rude. And you know, and Lacey runs Shays and
Faith over at Jub Jub's.
The venues here that support local music are run by women.
The one comment Jub Jub's always gets is like, well, you know, that one old lady, I think she works there. She's a bitch. Everybody and Faith reads those. And just so any of you out there who know, if you're the ones leaving those kind of comments on Facebook. Faith loves getting that comment because you know what? She is a bitch.
Yeah. But anyway.
Reno's full of women who have their pride, sweetheart.
That's right.
Damn straight. This has been a drop light episode. Yeah. We haven't had a lot of Rory, or I mean, it's our Rico on this show.
No. That's good.
That is good.
I don't want to talk about
it. It just means the music's speaking for itself, and we don't need filler. So good job, guys.
So far.
John, are you alive?
He's
downstairs crying. Yeah. He's hugging his knees in a corner. Okay.
Can somebody check and see if the lights are on?
He's cuddling with the Buddha sculpture. Yeah. He's fine.
I'm on the couch right now.
Dude, he probably already finished the rest of the pizza, too.
Yeah.
Damn it.
He's actually already recorded his drums for the last song. He's just going to press play later.
Oh, my God. That would make this so much easier. Can we do that next time?
We don't really need John, actually.
I just don't want to move stuff.
No one needs me.
Oh, fuck. Well, That's been a good show, Rory.
Yeah, I think it's time to put this one to bed. We're going to have one more song out of the band. I'll just say right now, for Cadillac Kim, Dogwater Dick, Brandon, and all the rest of the staff here at Dogwater Studios, thank you for listening. Life is short, and I do love you, ladies.
Here's more Pink Awful.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Just to be nice, we can't all be canaries.